Hello, 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 guys. It is Knicks Picks. Fridays at 8. This is the last official Knicks Picks. And I say official because I'll probably come in later this week and play some music on the radio station just because everyone else is not here. And so it's kind of nice to take advantage of the station and, you know, play some music I have to share with the world while I'm at it. But for Knicks Picks, this is the last official episode, episode 72. This semester got a little crazier than I thought, and so I had to skip a few of my shows. But it should be a good one. We got a great lineup of music today, some old classics that I've played on Knicks Picks time and time and again, and of course some new ones. We have a special guest. It's my friend Sarah. Wait, no, it's not here. You can say now.
Good morning, everyone.
And so, as usual, we'll tell jokes, bad trivia, or the other way around, trivia and bad jokes. And we'll have a good time. We'll get started with the PSA, and we'll be back after this message, and then the three songs we start off the show.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Well, it's dark in the city. I've lost my pride. The lights in the streets hide the stars from my eyes. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And it's too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there, just beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And I miss my family, my little girl. She is my princess. I'd give her the world. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. I just need some comfort, some kind of belief that this war we're fighting can really bring some peace. There's no rhyme, no reason, no sweet melody. More and more weapons mean less security. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And I'm trying to find it, some better place. We're having the biggest gun in some kind of race. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. There have been times I've thought I couldn't last for, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change is gonna come. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. It's a change is gonna come. Thank you.
almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Just the
Hello, hello, hello. We had three great songs right there to start off from the Nick's Picks Classics. We had A Change Is Gonna Come by Ben Solier. If you don't know him by now or just tuning into Nick's Picks for the first time, well, I hate to break it to you that it's the last Nick's Picks. So we had Ben Solier has been a staple across all, you know, nearly three quarters of I'll say a century of Nick's Picks. It's not really, it's been like four, five semesters. But we've had some good picks, but anyway, Ben Solier has been on a lot of my shows, especially Change Is Gonna Come. I found him, I think, I started listening before I had, freshman year, I did not listen to, like, nearly this kind of music at all. I listened to, like, Jim Croce, Bruce Springsteen, and, like, the Indigo Girls. And so that was my, those were my Nick's Picks. But then I started, this radio show definitely helped me, you know, learn about a lot more music, and I hope you've enjoyed the journey we've taken. Anyway, A Change Is Gonna Come, very appropriate as the first song, because A Change is coming after this show. Then we had Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver, also a classic. Oh, love singing along to that song. And then we had Walden Pond by Attaboy, which is like a fairly, it's a new song for this semester of Nick's Picks, but it's been on like three of my shows, because I love it so much. Anyway, we have three new songs coming up after this. Sarah's gonna announce them, but then we have a trivia question, which is in 1610, what planet did Galileo spot through his telescope? And so that's the trend. 1610, what planet did Galileo spot through his telescope? Which probably was hung later, or killed later for you know, challenging the church or something like that. Okay, anyway, Sarah, what songs do we have come up?
While you think about that Galileo question, we're going to come at you live with some Alt-J, a little bit of Freelance Wales, and then lastly, a little Oh Wonder.
All right, sounds
Enjoy.
Good. Sweet.
Jumping boys, watched men hurl from rock to sea. Like sternum to bottom, line that pinches in between.
Thank you. shot a glance like I was doing okay. I am never on my way.
set on fire, and love will take me higher and higher. Oh, won't you be my life wire, my life wire? Oh, won't you be my
Alright guys, those were some great songs. That was Warm Foothills by Alt J, a band formed in 2007 coming out of England, and they're most famous for Breeze Blocks, which you've probably heard of.
Yeah, that's some good information right there.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm well researched. So secondly, we had Ghosting by Freelance Wales. So they were formed in 2008 out of Queens, Nick.
Oh man.
And you guys should check out, they had an awesome Tiny Desk concert on NPR.
You might know Freelance Wales from previous Nick's Picks shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've played Location off their Weather Vanes album, and Broken Horse, and Ghosting was also off their Weather Vanes album. So if you like those two songs, and you were actually listening to Nick's Picks when I played those, or you were listening just now and you like Ghosting, check out Freelance Wales. They have some really great music making.
Mm-hmm. And that third song you just heard, guys, is Live Wire by Oh Wonder. That's a London-based alt-pop duo. And if you like what you heard, you should check them out because they'll be in Boston at the Royale June 17th and 18th.
Oh, man. Definitely
so
check that out.
Live.
We should have tickets offering there. Actually, no, I'm not going to have tickets for you guys. Sorry. But that'll be cool. There's like a feature through WFO. There's like sometimes the radio station has free tickets to give away. None today. The ticket folder is upside down. So I'm assuming there's no tickets to give away. Anyway.
All right, Nick, hit us with some trivia answers.
We got some trivia answers, right. Don't let me forget. The question was, in 1610, Galileo observed what planet through his telescope? The answer is Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system with a lot of moons. My favorite of which is Io. I and O. I liked astronomy a lot when I was younger. Perhaps I'll get into it as another hobby of mine. Seems to be a trend with me becoming obsessed with certain things. Anyway, we got three great songs coming up. We got something by Well Pennies, then Sea of Bees. Very appropriate. And then we got something by Bon Iver. Stay tuned for next picks. Oh, wait. I didn't have a trivia question for you guys. Here's the question. What was the most popular Christmas gift in the year 2000?
Ooh, rough one.
See if you can get that one. Anyway, we have three more songs coming up after this break.
What was it?
sidewalk. Here we are, whistling a song. Close your eyes, I'll dream away with you. Lullabies, humming right along. When you feel the lonely, when the stars are dim, I will love you only, love you too.
Well,
Hello, hello, guys. You are listening to Nick's Picks on Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. This is the final official Nick's Picks episode. We just had three awesome songs right there. We had Drive by the Wellpennies, a classic on Nick's Picks. We had Willis by Sea of Bees. Sea of Bees, prime music right there, especially since it's called Sea of Bees. And if you haven't known, I studied bees here while I was at Tufts, and so it's even better. And then we just had Beach Baby by Bon Iver. Bon Iver has played, or he's been on Nick's Picks before, with Holocene, Skinny Love, and I think there's one other. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember. But he's made a couple of appearances, and if you don't know him, you probably do. anyway, we got three, four more songs. It's 8:40 right now, so we got a few more songs coming up. We have the answer to a trivia question. Which is, what was the most popular Christmas toy in the year 2000? In 1999, it was Pokemon. Year 2001, it was Bratz dolls. And Sarah, 2000?
Yeah, I mean...
Razor scooter.
It was a Razor scooter, according to Nick.
probably could work on our time in a bit. But yeah, it was a Razor scooter. And as I say that, I'm having severe deja vu that I've told this trivia question on Nick's Picks before, but I guess it goes to show you that when I think of trivia questions, I probably think on the same one-track mind. We have a couple of songs coming up. We got a song by Beirut, You Won't, and Of Monsters and Men to kick off this kind of pop-up song. Again, getting into taking us out of the slow wake-up mood and into a little bit more upbeat. Have fun. It's a nice day outside, cloudy. The warbler and migrant birds are coming after 3 days of wind.
At last,
the spring ephemeral flowers are blooming in the woods. It's going to be a good day today, guys.
Good morning. Wake up, everyone.
And I guess, what is that, Full House? Like, wake up, San Francisco. the new Full House show was not good.
Probably less good than
definitely.
The original.
I was not a fan. Anyway. Here we go, Beirut, Gibraltar.
Around 4 days, this porch on which I pace, 'cause I need your mind, I need yours.
You stole my breath away, you swore to me you'd stay. I found something that I adore. Oh, how are we supposed to go on, not knowing if you leave the way.
Let's take it from our past, back home for things that last. Let's tear it up here, you and I. Oh, how are we supposed to?
Just a little boy, my daddy sat me down. Said, my son, you are a douchey, won't you do me proud? So I shunned the foolishnesses of the other kids at play, scuttled off my youthfulness, and I just set out on my way down the straight and narrow highway, headed right into the sun. And when I got to New York City, all the zeros turned to ones, and I was wandering the sidewalk, telling strangers where to go. I was singing like a savior in a manger, rolling on till I made myself a martyr, and nobody seemed to mind. Broke a window with my buttocks, but my buttocks were just fine. Till I woke up in a forest with my fingers turning blue, and started serving ice cream sandwiches to men in business suits. Took a look into the mirror, said, oh God, what can I do to feel like a human being?
All right, guys. This is Nick's Picks on WFO Medford. We just had You Won't. We had Douchey by You Won't off their new album Revolutionaries. That was awesome. I went to go see them at the Sinclair a couple weeks ago. And basically their new album, just awesome, awesome songs. I'd say of all the music I've played on Nick's Picks, I've played You Won't the most. Their songs Three Car Garage, Television, Who Knew, off of this new album, Yeah, 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 No Divide, The Fuzz, Revolutionaries. Check them all out. Really mellow stuff, a lot of different sounds, and just fantastic musicians overall. It was interesting. I was at one of their concerts over the summer, and I was like, oh, I have this radio show. And they were like, yeah, we should like come and play on it. And like, I didn't believe them, but I really should have reached out and see if they would have come. That would have been probably a highlight of my time at Tufts, if a band had come and played on Nick's Picks that all of five people listen to. Anyway, if you're one of those five people listening right now, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. You got the second best thing.
You're listening playing to the final episode of Nick's Picks. And Sarah's got the joke. And so we'll have one song after this. But it's been nice. This has been awesome. Sarah, do you have the joke?
All right, guys. So there's a shepherd and his sheepdog standing in a field.
Oh, man.
The shepherd tells the sheepdog to get all the sheep into the pen. So the sheepdog does that, and then he reports back to the shepherd, and he says, okay, all 40 sheep are accounted for. And then the confused shepherd is like, but I only have 36 sheep. And then the sheepdog replies, I know, but I rounded them up.
Yes. Oh, all that's right. Actually a good joke.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice. I spent all night working on that.
I liked it a lot. Oh, man. Well, it's very appropriate to end it with a joke like that. And we have one song to head off from the album My Head is an Animal by Of Monsters and Men. And I hope you guys have enjoyed Nick's Picks. I might be on later this week for an unofficial Nick's Picks episode because I have a lot of music I want to play. But so long and farewell. And
have a great day, everyone.
Awesome. See you guys later.
We sleep until